In 2021, Ajoh Noel Julius first established the 1,000-hectare Igele farm in Torit County's Ifoto village of Eastern Equatorial State. He says his goal is to combat food and human insecurity across the country.
What pushed me mostly is to see that I fight food insecurity, which directly relates to human insecurity as well, because the people that we engage in farming, or the people that we encourage to go farming, oftentimes if they have nothing to do, they become a source of insecurity. And therefore, by getting into farming, the desire was to create jobs, to ensure there's enough food for everybody. And in turn, it is a tool that will take away young men and women from engaging in violent conflicts.
Julius employs 80 to 100 people daily on the farm. As South Sudan struggles with food shortages across the country, he says farming not only provides food for hungry residents, but keeps idle youth busy and productive. Julius says those are two good reasons the government should support farmers.
If you support farmers like us, we're able to produce enough food, and that will relate that we're able to take away a portion of insecurity from the country. When there's food, I don't think anybody will want to go and cause insecurity. And again, when there is farming, I think you'll be taking away youth from being idle and engage, make them busy and focus on building their lives.
Julius is encouraging more young people to get involved in food production, adding that he believes farming is far more rewarding than office work.
We have a big problem in terms of attitude and how we perceive what work is. Because the fact remains that the so-called white-collar jobs or whatever it is that people are engaging in, I don't think it gives more money to the pocket than this other, I don't know whether you call it blue-collar or whatever, and white-collar jobs that people are despising. And so really it's important that what puts food on the table really matters.
25-year-old Albin Otwari has worked at Igele Farm since the beginning, digging and harvesting. Now he operates a tractor. Otwari says resilience has kept him moving, and the work he does supports his family.
I and six others were brought here in Igele Farm to do digging and harvesting, but later on the five left because they say the work is heavy. But for me, I continued, and the work is helping me support my family, siblings, and other relatives.
Despite struggling with a heat wave, Igele Farm's executive director, Ajoh Noel Julius, says they are successfully producing maize, sorghum, green peas, cowpeas, beans, vegetables, fruits like avocado, jackfruit, pineapple, and other plants. Igele Farm is now providing food stocks within Torit, Juba, and other regions. For VOA News, I am Ibasi Patricia Tops reporting from Juba.